The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. What a remarkable statement. As Jesus begins his journey to Jerusalem, Jesus tells his disciples and us that he will be handed over. He will become passive and powerless in our hands. He will leave it up to us to decide what we will do with him. It is like the prophet Isaiah said, like a lamb led to slaughter or a sheep silent before shearer, he did not open his mouth. This is a strong contrast to everything we have seen of Jesus. For the moment he burst onto the scene, he was the center of attention. He healed people, contending with opponents, calming storms, and multiplying bread. He always looked to lead. He always spoke with authority. He was the one shaping the story. But at the cross, where it mattered the most, he remained silent, humble, and vulnerable. The truth is that Jesus had planned it this way. He came as God's gift to us. Let me say this again. He came as God's gift to us. A gift doesn't tell the recipient how he should use it. It is left up to us to see how we're going to use him. We didn't reject him as many of the people did. We didn't have to deny him as Peter did. We didn't have to kill him as the Romans did. We could have embraced him and accepted his message of salvation, but you know what? We didn't. This is where we all failed. From the time of Jesus to now, not accepting his statement, not accepting God's gift, who he was to us. We might not reject him outright, but by the way we sin, sometimes we do. But still with all that, God handed him over, and he didn't take back his gift. He didn't say, well, let me take Jesus back, because none of us are worth it. He could look at us and say, you know, they're going to sin all their lives. Why should I give up my son? But this shows you how much God loved us, that he didn't withdraw Jesus from us. We still have Jesus with us every day to show us how much the Father loves us. Even today, God continues to hand Jesus to us. At every Mass, on every altar, in every communion line, Jesus is placed in our hands as God's gift to us. Are we worthy to receive Jesus? We have to think about that. We have to try to change. None of us accept him fully as we should. But that doesn't stop Jesus. He still gives himself to sinful men and to sinful women. He still offers us his salvation. This is love again. And we have to try to reciprocate God's love for us. Now, we can try to be perfect, but we know it's not easy. We go to confession, and a little while later, we're sinning again. But God still doesn't take Jesus from us. He still leaves us for us to have him, to love him. What should we do? What sort of gesture should we give the Father to thank him for him giving us Jesus as a gift to us? Some things that we should do is offer ourselves to God so we could be an instrument for him in our community, in our life. We should ask him that, please God, help me to serve you. Help me to be good. Help me not to commit sins. Help me to do what is right. Let me bring gratitude to you for you giving your son to me. This is what Jesus is looking for. This is what God the Father is looking for. A sincere heart, trying the best we can to do the best we can. To try not to fall into temptation, but to try with a sincere heart to do good. And that's all God is looking for, a sincere heart from each one of us. And really, it's not asking much. If he's willing to give his son to us, who died on the cross, as a gift to us for our salvation, the least we should do is try to be sincere to God and to try to offer our best to him. Let us pray. Please repeat after me. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Please keep speaking your words to me. So that I may be healed. So that I may be your instrument. So that I might not sin no more. Let me show you my appreciation.
Let me show you my appreciation.
I give myself to you.
I give myself to you.
Amen.
Amen.